proclamation number 6323 dated the July 31st th 1955. Separation of the planets. Vast distances separate the creations which you behold as stars in the firmament. Distances, which you humans cannot estimate and therefore not conquer either. Because every single star is a world in its own right, and these worlds are hermetically sealed in so far as that they have entirely different atmospheres which are always appropriate to the consistency of the planet itself as well as to their inhabitants. You humans should not believe that my creative spirit could not create and design versatile enough. You should not believe that you will find the same living conditions as on the Earth you inhabit on other celestial bodies again, and you should even less believe that these celestial bodies could offer you the same living facilities that are necessary for your survival, if you ever reach the vicinity of such a star. Yet it would be a futile venture. You will never even succeed in establishing contact with other celestial bodies unless it happens on a spiritual level by thought transmissions from these worlds, which will always only serve your spiritual progress but never concern humanly intended worldly research. You humans can indeed develop considerable abilities. You can productively create and design on Earth. You can ascertain the forces of nature and utilize them in every conceivable way. By virtue of your intellect, you can deeply penetrate the laws of nature and then become prominent with all your knowledge. Yet your sphere of activity is and always will remain the Earth, and if you then try to utilize your intellectual findings for the benefit of your fellow human beings, my blessing will also support your work. Your activity, for then my law of eternal order will be upheld. But you also have to stay within this order, you have to observe the laws I myself have decreed and which are distinctly recognizable in all works of creation. And this also includes the cosmic distance of celestial bodies from your Earth. It includes the isolation of every single star from the other, which is characterized by a vacuum, by the stratosphere, which makes it impossible to support human life in this space, and therefore should also make it distinctly obvious to you that I have isolated you myself. For even if you believe that you can overcome such obstacles, these attempts will fail. You will perish if you dare to enter regions which were closed to you by me. Thereby you only prove that you are spiritually very arrogant in believing that you can render divine natural laws ineffective. You prove that you neither acknowledge these laws nor the lawmaker, and you prove that you humans are ready for the total transformation of this earth because you lack the most important realization, that someone is above you who has the last word. That you do not recognize this one, or you would not undertake something that you, as inhabitants of this earth, are not entitled to do, to make other worlds the goal of your research, which are and will always remain totally inaccessible to you, because every star serves to mature the spiritual beings whose degrees of maturity are so different that they all need different creations. Creations, in which you humans cannot survive, and therefore there can never be contact between two worlds. My creative spirit and my creative will has truly done nothing without wisdom, but you humans will never be able to ascertain what exists outside your earthly sphere other than that the existence of countless celestial bodies and planets will be established by you with certainty, because this evidence is not harmful to your souls. But any further knowledge can only be spiritually disclosed to you. Amen.